this area, which is somewhat enclosed, and go out, there are some higher waves. But they may be high, but no problem, says Gopeshwari. Inside it is calm. Gauranga.
When rivers on earth go into the ocean and she is all the same.
All the rivers in the earth flow in the ocean and she is always the same. That is an example which Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. What does this stand for, please?
Our senses.
Senses and maybe desires also. Yes, desires come, but we, in our mind, but we can learn from the ocean to just to remain undisturbed. Ivana. I couldn't... The ocean is very tolerant. Anyone can jump in it. the ocean will tolerate whoever jumps into it, the ocean. Thank you.
It keeps its valuable secrets deep inside it.
It keeps its valuable secrets deep inside it. This is Vesa. It's very powerful. Hare Krishna.
It's a world of its own.
It's certainly a world of its own. That's what I learned when I was writing, then finishing a new version of the book, The Way of the Great Departure. I saw a dolphin coming for a moment into my view and then again diving into the ocean, and I was very I was convinced the dolphin inside the ocean has a world of its own to which I have no access. So you think also we can learn to be in our own world. Anandini.
This might be quite sentimental, but for me it's always communicated, because whenever I come, I can kind of attitude to reveal my secrets from the childhood, and it's always there, somehow communicated.
Here comes a person who lived at the ocean side. This is only... I also lived for 7 years at the ocean. The ocean can be communicative. We can go to the bank of the ocean, sit there, and he tells you something. No problem.
I always feel it's, like I learned from that, that I don't be reserved to the person who are coming to me. It's never reserved.
The ocean is never reserved. I can always come to the ocean in the same way. I can learn that not to be reserved and open. Nice. Erika?
Sometimes I feel that he calls Krishna.
Sometimes I feel that the ocean calls Krishna. That's actually in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, at the end. The ocean waves seem to be calling out for Krishna in separation. Krishna, wow, you're really full of... yes, Ricardoji.
It is a house for many living beings.
It's a house for many living beings. Oh, yeah. You also want to... I know in Split we also desire that everyone feels welcome in the temple. Yeah. Yes. It is very pure. Yes, especially here. You can just dive into this. Prabhuji, let's see. I could not acoustically... Was it in Croatian? Oh, then I could also not understand him. Oh, yeah. It makes the mind peaceful.
It's endless.
Base granica.
And his color reminds us of Krishna's
And his color reminds us of Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. You remind us also of Krishna by your nice observation. Yes. So, I very much, what came to my mind was that the ocean keeps its valuable secrets hidden inside. The nectarian ocean of the holy name is very similar to this. We are now trying to dive deep into this nectarian ocean of the holy name in this Japa retreat, and we have started today our journey within the depths of the universe of the holy name. For chanting, I would like to summarize what we have learned today. It's maybe necessary to prepare ourselves. I sometimes like to think of chanting the holy name as something which gives me liberation from the pangs of material existence. I think now the sun is without any harmful rays. It is, and I do know that people who have been imprisoned for a long time in a prison, but now I will not have your nice association any longer, Divashi. Please, you take any comfortable seat. Yes. The escape from the prison needs to be prepared. You need to have a knowledge how you can cut through the doors and through the bars. I just recently read a report how someone who had been captured in a Siberian prison had prepared his escape for many, many years and then was successful because he dug every day a little bit through the wall and then he again covered it so that no one could see it. So when you when you want to make a journey, I do remember that it was a childhood dream of mine to one day visit the sacred mountain Kailash, and I knew I had to prepare myself physically and also spiritually in order to reach there. For that purpose I stayed with Shrishtikata for 1 week in high mountains to accustom myself to high altitudes. I learned from German devotees who had not done this, were just crashed into the Tibetan plateau, that they had a very, very challenging time because they were not accustomed to the high altitudes and therefore they had not prepared themselves for the journey, maybe good enough. So if you want to go deep into the holy name, you do need some preparation, almost like also when you go, this is a third example, into the ocean, you do need to prepare yourself. You need to learn diving skills and you need to just know. So we have prepared ourselves, we have talked about physical preparations, enough sleep, no heavy food in the night, sankalpa. We have talked a little bit about posture, and I will talk about this a little bit more at the end of this. We will have a little we will have a chanting session all together at the ocean. But this workshop, but before we do this, I will talk about the subject matter of this workshop is the secrets. What was the subject, please? The secrets of chanting? Something about the secrets, huh?
Preparation.
The secrets of good preparation. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk a little bit about a secret which you will be very, very surprised to learn about. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met every morning the residents of Navadvip. Some of which were his associates from a previous time when he came as Krishna. Do you remember one of those associates to whom he had given sacred teachings? It was yesterday where we heard his name. Shuklambara das Brahmachari, who was previously Sudama Vipra, the Brahmana. And so there were many like Sudama Vipra or Shuklambara das Brahmachari. In fact, most of the associates were very confidential associates. So one day, Mahaprabhu called... every day they would visit the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with their hands full of presents. Bananas, banana leaves, yogurt, garlands of flowers like you have kindly brought today. And then Mahaprabhu would address his dear associates again with his most sacred teachings. He said that you should all learn to chant the holy name with a nirbandha. We will learn about what is nirbandha a little later. That is a certain vow to complete a certain number of rounds. But there is a lot to learn about this. We will hear more about it. And you should chant this japa. So when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commenced the instructions of Mahaprabhu how they should chant japa, he explains that it should be done in the style, on the type of upangshu. Upangshu means whispered. You must know that the word japa comes from the root word in Sanskrit to utter in a low voice. There are three types of japa, but strictly speaking, only one of the three types can be called japa. The others are possible, but the best form is really this one type of japa. The first japa is manasika, which is silent or mental japa, chanted in the mind. We will do this also after some time. The second type of japa is upangshu, whispered. And the third type of japa is vachika or vocal. That is what most of the devotees did this morning. It is loud. Hare Krishna, 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 and so on and so forth. Now, strictly speaking, only the second is really japa. The first, that is silent or mental japa, falls into the category of what devotional service? Smarana, meditating. It has its great value, but we are now speaking of japa. And the third type of japa, that is vocal, falls into what category? I gave it away. I'm sorry. Kirtan. You get only 7 points out of 10 because I started to say ki, and then it was kirtan. Yes, but the second type, that is the upangshu or whispered form of japa, is really the form of japa which Sanatan Goswami describes in Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11th Vilas, verse 472. There he describes that one should whisper it. This was also described by Srila Rupa Goswami in his guidebook for devotional service. Who remembers the title of this book? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You know everything. There, Rupa Goswami describes that the chanting of the holy name should be done in a low voice. He says, Mantrasya sulagu ucharai japa iti abhidhiyate. In English, again in Sanskrit, Mantrasya sulagu uchara japati iti abhidhiyate. That is called, the very soft utterance of the mantra is called japa. An octopus has come. He has come. A big one. Wonderful. Should we see him for 1 minute? I think it is impossible to not see him. Keep him there.
He went away. He was not there.
Dobro.
They like white.
Hello.
Usually, I will jump in the water.
The softer sound. When you move, it makes a little sound.
That is, of course.
Maybe Govinda Nandan can go after it and invite it. You are very sportive, isn't it?
Shall I catch it?
Is he there? No. I think he wants to come and catch Nityananda Kari and pull her in the ocean. Okay, so Prabhu Samadhis, the octopus is gone. We can give our full concentration again. So, now Srila Prabhupada writes about this so that you don't think it is something totally new. When he writes about point 34 in the execution of devotional service. It's in chapter 9, page 80 of the English version. Chanting a mantra or hymn softly and slowly is called japa. And chanting the same mantra loudly is called kirtan. For example, uttering the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, very softly, only for one's own hearing, is called japa. Chanting the same mantra loudly for being heard by all others is called kirtan. The Maha Mantra can be used for japa and kirtan also. When japa is practiced, it is for the personal benefit of the chanter. But when kirtan is performed, it is for the benefit of all others who may hear. And then Srila Rupa Goswami gives a quotation from Padma Purana. It says, for any person who is chanting the holy name, either softly or loudly, the paths to liberation and even heavenly happiness are at once open. My dear devotees, many of you don't chant proper japa. You do kirtan. You You are kirtan devotees. This in itself is not at all problematic. It is said, O Krishna, when I try to hear about you, it is as if I'm binding you with a very thin thread in my heart. But you escape this bondage. However, when I remember you, O Krishna, you are bound with a thick rope. Don't we all know this? When we try to hear, and then all of a sudden our mind comes like an octopus, then immediately we cannot continue to hear. We have to give attention somewhere else. I made this appointment with the octopus. I told him, you must come. And I gave him some food. I saw him also. He was there when I chanted and said, I want to make the point today that devotees may like to hear, but then when another thought comes, that thought is stronger than the hearing. That you're not able to concentrate. I see some of you still think about the problems of at home, where they come from, and very often your mind goes away. It's natural. The mind, first we hear, and a stronger rope than hearing is really remembering or thinking. But still stronger than smaranam is kirtan, because when we sing loudly, the mind may want to think, but it will go in another direction. We know this, Gaurahari and myself, in a negative way. We like to chant very much. And we have spent sometimes time at the banks of the sacred Radhakund, but now there are so many loudspeakers, Hare Krishna, in the Radhakund, that you may like to hear and think of Krishna, but the sound is very, very loud. They sing, this is also Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. Very long. And then we try to remember Krishna and concentrate, but the sound is just, this is a good. And the Indians, then I go and complain where they have the loudspeakers. They say, why do you complain? It's a Hare Krishna mantra. It's very good. Kirtan is very good. So, yes. So, kirtan is very good, and it is very good to chant also not super loud, but loud, a little bit hearable. But if you want to experience the benefit of Upangsu chanting, it will be a new experience for you. Upangsu chanting is what? The second type of japa. First was manasik, this third vachik. So Upangsu combines the advantages of the first and the third type of japa. When you whisper, you have to concentrate your mind. Your mind will be there, and we will try this. Not now, because now is not. This was good for the octopus, but it is not good for Upangsu chanting, because it is too loud. The ocean speaks to us at the moment. Budi Dubak, become more deep, the ocean seems to say to us. But when you whisper, you have to concentrate your mind like you do in remembrance, to be with it. And you have also the advantage of kirtan, or of the vachik chanting, because you are speaking, you are producing sound. So the Upangsu chanting in japa is really the best way. And if you want to know how Prabhupada chanted his japa, it was all in this style. Srila Prabhupada would always very softly chant his rounds. Just loud enough that he would hear himself silently. Once Prabhupada came in Hawaii and he requested that a chair would be put next to a lake. Srila Prabhupada sat there for 4 hours just chanting very silently. We can't do it now because, as I said, the ocean speaks to us and does his kirtan. But this is something which I would like to teach you, the correct way of doing japa. Often we speak so loud because we cannot concentrate. I see often devotees, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know, it's not that they necessarily are with their mind in their practice, but they just put their energy, which is often sexual energy, which needs an outlet to come out of that loudness. And it's useful for a beginner, it is not the style in which we are in our tradition told to do japa. At the same time, I must say, you can also chant loudly, and if you are absorbed in it with your mind, then this is also very good. Don't forget the idea of upangsu japa, the very soft utterance of japa that gives you the advantage of both of the practices. Huh? I believe since we are on a japa retreat and we want to go deeper in our practice, that tomorrow when we are inside, I will instruct you to do this, because tomorrow is a very important day. It's the day where we learn to find one jewel in the ocean of the holy name. It's a very essential jewel without which you can actually not bring your chanting to a successful end. It's a jewel of concentration. I was telling you that this is my last point for today. One moment. I'm sorry, I have to find something. Can you hold this, please, Vikrama? Careful, and give me this. Actually, I have it here. Please hold. It's this. Careful that the wind doesn't take my seminar away. We have heard about upangsu. We have heard from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and so on. And we had heard that it is to be chanted in a low voice. At the same time, when you enter the art of chanting upangsu japa, you must be very, very careful to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very distinctly and clearly. I know a god brother, I will not tell his name, who does not chant the complete Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There's always one word missing. And we tried to tell him, but he was very disturbed when we told him, and therefore we stopped trying to tell him. This should not happen in your life. sometimes you could invite someone to listen as you chant, or if you're too embarrassed by any possible correction, you could actually speak on a tape recorder and listen from the tape recorder. It is very important that when you chant, that you involve the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. Prabhupada writes, one should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna, can I help you? The word is missing.
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed, yeah. When you feel ashamed. Yeah, when you feel ashamed. Mm-hmm. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound, shh, instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation, with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, says Prabhupada, but one must practice it seriously. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, advises everyone to keep this verse always strung about the neck. Do you remember the verse? Trinadapi. We should be humble. When someone tells us, Prabhu, your chanting is not the holy name. I don't want to amuse you now. You have heard already many lectures where the lecture giver alerted us to machine gun chanting, or kill your sleep chanting, or what else? You know, all these. What? Diving, what?
Radar
chanting or diving chanting. And I will not do this. You have heard it in many lectures already. You must take care that the chanting is really, that the holy name is really there, with the proper pronunciation. And therefore, we must learn to distinctly pronounce and hear the holy names. We will now use this very beautiful scenery to chant japa together, and after this I will bring you into another exercise which you will not forget. The duty during this japa is that you use your upper lip and your lower lip and your tongue to chant. You will most probably have to chant it in a vocal voice so that you can hear it, because if you whisper it, then it comes. I have also requested Sriman Octopus to come one more time while we do this exercise, he is requested to come where Artya is, so when he comes you can scream. And we can again express how Mr. Octopus will try to take us away. But this time we will not go to Mr. Octopus. This time we will allow him to stay with us and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hear the Hare Krishna mantra. All right. Maybe I'll... Did you bring your Bibek?
Yes.
Vikrama, can you please put this carefully back? Yes, for the spectacle. Goran, do you know how to switch off this thing so that we...
Sound try.
bottom, you can turn both of them completely off.
Also, Krishna, yes, it's good that you, yes, I need one more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Also, I would like to request you to find a good place where you can sit properly like you have learned. It's very important that we now try to apply what we have learned. The first thing is we will sit properly. Do you remember what that meant? We try to bend the hip forward, huh? And then when we have put the hip forward, then we make a straight spine, and we also adjust the head. You can, there is no need that we all stay together here. You can find another place if you so wish, where you can sit more comfortably, if this is not comfortable. And then, what was the second thing, what we do? I'm sorry. We need to properly pronounce it. And how do we properly pronounce it? Or the Hare Krishna mantra? We use the lips and the tongue. We use both lips, upper and lower lips. Okay, you please. We will not chant in one voice. We will chant in our own voice now, and you can, if you look at the ocean, it sometimes helps you to become more peaceful. When the octopus is not coming and catching Nityananda Kari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, maybe we should chant 10 rounds together with this new method with the lips and the tongue, because it will be a little unusual. It's very important during the japa retreat that you do the exercises as we hear them from Shastra and from Srila Prabhupada to make a new experience. Many of us may not have chanted like this. And many of us are also not very accustomed to speak very clearly. We speak very lowly, and whatever comes, we say like this. But very rarely do we speak very clearly. So we will do this now for 10. Please don't laugh. It's not for jokes. It's for learning something new. But your name is also Ananda, so Anandas have to laugh. Okay. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Lips and tongue, please. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.